Senator, what's your reaction to what's happened in Argentina between Presidents Trump and Xi?
Well, I've been very concerned about this trade strategy that we've had. Trade is, I believe, something that is critically important to our country. I'm encouraged to see the Mexico-Canada U.S. deal signed. I'm going to work hard to do everything I can to get that agreement approved, and glad to see that we didn't escalate our fight with China at one other level. Clearly things like the soybean exports from the United States have gone to virtually zero since this particular trade fight started. Our opportunities in beef and pork and chicken and other commodity crops are not what they would be. At the same time, the Chinese are the worst offenders in the world of the normal understood practices of how you do business. They steal our technology, they don't fulfill their agreements under the WTO, and they don't let American companies invest in China the same way they'd like to see Chinese companies invest everywhere else. So I think if you're going to have a trade fight, that would be the one to have. At the same time, all we can do to clear the decks of our North American trading partners and Japan and the EU, I hope continue to be a priority of the administration. And I'm certainly encouraging them to do all they can to open other trade opportunities, and wishing them well as they try to create a new relationship with China and that marketplace. But these are important to us. They're particularly important to the ag community, and we need to be understanding of how important that is.
How much trouble do you think it's going to be to get the North American Free Trade Agreement, the new version, passed?
You know, I think it's a fairly big challenge. If the administration anticipates that what they've done with hourly wages in Mexico is going to get the level of support from Democrats that they would need in a new Congress, I think it's going to be hard to do. I'm going to try to be helpful. I wish we could have gotten this done this year. I think the president's intention, which I have some concerns about, is to go ahead and give notice that the old agreement is going to end, which does put maximum pressure on people who understand the importance of this North American agreement to our whole economy. Our friends on the other side have not voted for trade deals in any significant number in a long time. I was the chief vote counter when we passed the Central American Trade Agreement. I think there were roughly a double handful of Democrats in the House who were willing to vote for that, and I'm not at all sure that number has grown the way you'd want it to grow.
Farm Bill, can we get that done before everybody goes home?
Well, thank goodness we appear to be at a final conclusion on the Farm Bill, and we have every reason to believe now we will get this done. I've talked to Chairman Roberts and the ranking member Debbie Stabenow. I reached out to my good friend in the House who was the chairman over there to do what I could to help them come together and get this done so we weren't starting with a new majority in the House of Representatives. There's no reason to start this debate over again, and I think Chairman Conaway responded to that. Chairman Roberts has done a great job, and frankly, it's a bipartisan bill that doesn't move dramatically in a new direction, but I think it looks at the dramatic changes we made in the last Farm Bill and tries to make the corrections in cotton and dairy and other areas that it became pretty obvious during that Farm Bill that we hadn't quite anticipated as a country some of the special needs that part of the farm community was going to have.
Statewide issue, but what is the state going to do for transportation funding?
Well, I was a supporter of Proposition D. I voted for it. I encouraged others to vote for it. I was publicly for it. I thought the governor and the lieutenant governor did a great job leading that effort. I'm of the view that when voters make a decision, it's because they didn't have the information they thought they needed to make a better decision or a different one. I do believe that location is our biggest advantage as a state. And if we're going to compete in the global economy in the way that I think we need to, the transportation network has to work for us. You know, we need to make the most of where we live, not decide we're going to just kind of try to get by with where we live. The combination of water and rail and highway that comes together in Missouri is unique. It's a big advantage in our economy, and it's a great advantage as we look toward a world where world food demand is going to double between now and 2050. Who can get that quality product there with the least cost in getting it there with the most efficient transportation system is going to make a difference. And another difference will be made. I think people clearly want to bring manufacturing jobs back to America. There are a lot of reasons to do that. A great market. The security and the ability to rely on the rule of law in this country, I am confident makes people want to bring those jobs back. If you're going to bring a manufacturing job anywhere in America today, the first two questions you have to ask yourself would be, can you pay the utility bill and do what we want to do? And then the second question is, does the transportation system work for what we want to do? And if the answer to either of those questions is no, that you're going to look somewhere else. Only after the answer to both of those questions is yes, do you look at the quality of life, at the workforce, at what you can do to work with government to be sure you have the trained workforce you need. And so we need to be very focused on keeping our utility bills where people can pay them. And keeping our transportation network to where it's competitive in a way that gives us an advantage over the rest of the world. So I think clearly as a state we're going to have to relook at transportation and answer the questions that weren't successfully answered for voters in the election last November.